Blog Talk Radio.
Lion Show is all on and popping tonight. The lovely, the beautiful, the anointed, the inspirational neo soul artist, Tommy Bell. She is back and she is returning to LION. So, you know what? I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's get it on, man. And, this is Blog Talk. And I'm back, like it or not, with Michael Lane. He is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not, like it or not, Michael Lane. Like it or not, you're in tune too. Like it or not, like it or not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I am back. I'm back at it. I'm back at it in Blog Talk. I'm back on Blog Talk. As you all know, I get down on Smack Tongue Radio, a.k.a. SmackTongue.com. I believe the last shows, the episodes that you heard me on, I was with Christopher Metcalf, as well as Doubles and Intellect. So, don't think that I'm gone completely from Blog Talk. Yeah, you'll hear me occasionally getting down on my get down, but for the most part, every Tuesday through Saturday nights, except for tonight, but every Tuesday through Saturday night, I am on SmackTongue.com, www.smacktongue.com, SmackTongue.com. Much love to each and every one of you all from out there, all around this great, big, beautiful world of ours. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of LION. That's Like It or Not with Michael Lane. I be that host, Michael Lane, and this is Blog Talk Radio. Yes, blogtalkradio.com/Michael Lane Talk. I'm not gone completely from here. You'll catch me here occasionally. I'm going to be doing stuff. So, and we're waiting on the one and only Tommy Bell. Tommy Bell, that's what's up, y'all. Tommy Bell is where it's at. You can give us a call and show some love to this gifted singer. We're going to play a song from her before we talk to her. But you can call in, and the area code is 602-753-1853. I know y'all used to the other number because I've been gone a while, though. Changed it on me. Area code 602-75353. So, let's get it on. I think I want to play Finding Myself. Yeah, how about a little Tommy Bell before we talk to Tommy Bell? Finding Myself right here. Like It or Not, Michael Lane.
Feeling inside.
Could it be? Get a chance.
can see clearly now. The skies opened up and the heavens came down. My life's not the same. I can feel a change. No time for the games. Done had enough pain. It's time for a breakthrough. Yeah. In my life. Opened up and the heavens came down. My life's not the same. I can feel a change. No time for the games. Done had enough pain. It's time for a breakthrough. Yeah. You just don't.
Take you to the next level. The only thing I can do is, you know, us continue to support one another. You know, when I can put a blast out there for my boy Mike, I do that, you know, and I see that you do that for me, and that's how it goes. You know, we're supposed to support each other. And so I just thank you, man, for playing my music and being a part of my life, just being there, just like, you know, how I make you feel. That's how, you know, you make me feel. Every time I log on and I see that you still, to this day, 2-3 years later, playing my music. I mean, some of those songs have got a little age on them now. So, definitely time to pull something else out. Yeah.
Well, you know, great music never, ever, ever gets old, and that's what you definitely push out, great, great music. And I heard you earlier. You said that you wish that you can take me, you know, do what you can to take me to the next level. And I tell you, you do. You already have taken me to another level with your posts. Because I want you all to know she's not just motivational and great with her music, but also with her posts, her daily posts of motivation, her daily posts of positivity, her beautiful pictures of just you see the blessings on her, and it makes you motivated. And that's what you do, and you do that to me every time I log on. And usually I'll be about business, and I said, let me see what's going on with Tommy. You know, let's get a word in. Let me get some motivation. Even if it's funny, even if it's, you know, it's just about just regular life and your amazing accomplishments. It's very, very touching. Every day, I love it.
I appreciate that, brother, man, and that's why I do that, because, you know, life is great. Well, you know, I'm not walking around in a bed of roses, man. I've had my ups and downs. I travel a lot. I've moved around. I recently was married, so we haven't been married very long, but, you know, life with them sharing my daughters and their beautiful girls, you know, and I want them to be able to say this is what happened or that's what's happening in their life, but I'm afraid because, you know, some things happened and it's just not safe to promote our children online. Like, my husband and me going out there too, but my kids are like, you know, that's where my heart, you know, and I'm not saying it's not with my husband, but they're my children, you know, I'm supposed to protect them. And we don't have the greatest relationship all the time, but I love them and I'm going to make sure that I do my part. You know, what they do in their life, of course, is, you know, we all have to live and have our own cross to bear, but I'll do whatever I can to keep them safe and logging on and you know, knowing that I don't have to see, you know, that I didn't post anything on my behalf. And, you know, of course, you can't stop them from posting for themselves, but I just can't do it. You know, I have fans, I guess, some lurkers and whatnot that, you know, guys, and there's some of my thirsty, my daughters are beautiful girls, and they come for them, you know, and I have to protect them. So I don't care about that anymore. I just don't. You know, that's just me, and that's how I do my thing. So,
absolutely.
Yeah,
and I'm going to congratulate you. I need to congratulate you on your marriage and as well as doing another walking down an aisle. And I just, you know, receiving your, you know, just your blessings. I congratulate you. So it's been a lot going on with you since we last talked.
It has been a lot. Yeah, and I'm in the process of moving again. I wanted to tell my fans that I'll be back in Vegas. I'll be there next month, actually. Once I get my, you know, finish up with school and my hours, I'm at the tail end of everything. I only have a few weeks left. And so once that's done, I'm definitely going to really put my foot back into my music also, because there's level that has grown, you know, with me. I don't know what happened. I was like trying to get it out. But anyway, I feel like I have more of a testimony for my music now. I've had these, you know, trials and tribulations with school and the school shutting down and then having to go get another diploma, and so much has happened, and now, you know, I really have these songs just jumping out of me, and so I'm ready to do that and try to do my hair and my little, you know, my hairstyling business and things at the same time. I'm just praying to God that I can just pull it all together and just make it work, you know. So, that's basically it.
Now, for some people who may not know, you have a SoundCloud, and there's a song on SoundCloud that I haven't heard before, and it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful, soulful song. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
I don't know which one. I mean, I thought that I had sent my best DJ in the whole wide world. I thought that I had sent all of my music to you. I didn't know there was something that you didn't know anything about that you just found out about. I don't know.
I came across this.
Do you think it's the Phyllis Hyman cut that I did?
Yeah.
Right down to it, I did do one of her songs. That's my idol. I love her. I love, you know, her, just her beauty, everything about her. She's a tough woman, and I love it. I did do a Phyllis cut because I definitely always wanted to record something by her, and one song stuck out, you know, and did record that. Yeah, I did record that, so I'm glad you found it.
I found it, and I just sat back. I got me a nice glass of ice water. And I was feeling it. Woo!
That's wonderful. See, I like it. If you get some ice water or some Kool-Aid or something and just, you know, sit back in your recliner and really, you know, vibe to my stuff, man. I'm working towards that again. I want it to be stronger and more powerful this time. I do have some testimonial stuff in some of my music, but, you know, I'm R&B inspirational. I like a good beat, but I like it to be all about him and just anything that inspires you. It could be, you know, you're thinking about a close relationship with somebody. It's in your life that inspires you. I just want to be able to touch a world of people. And so inspirational music is definitely what it's at, because we find certain things to be our inspiration. And this song is about, hey, hang in there. You know, I know how you feel about, you know, but if you just hang in there, if you can make it. It's one of those kind of inspirational cuts where, you know, think about it, it wakes you up and makes you want to move. It's not a slow ballad song that I'm really kind of used to, but it's not, you know, no clubbing song either. It's just something you would turn on in the car and say, hey, you know, I got to get up. I gotta get it. I got to do this.
Yes.
I got to hang in there. It's going to get rough. Tommy understands, but she says she knows how you feel, you know. And I haven't had a title for this cut, but I do start my recording process right after the holidays, so we just gotta get our grub on and get our this, and then I'll be ready to go. So, yeah, I'm really excited about it, and I hope that you guys like it. It's one of my Tommy Bell songs. You know, my background vocals are gonna be real tight, and that's how I do my thing.
Oh yes.
So I'm back. I'm gonna be back, and I'm gonna be greater. And I just hope that you guys enjoy it. That's my main thing, is that, you know, the people enjoy it, because I enjoy it instead of, you know.
Tommy Bell, right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane, Blog Talk Radio. Tell your friends, Tommy Bell has returned. I'm so happy.
I have returned.
And,
I like the return of the Mac.
Yes. Woo! And I tell you, it's like waiting on a Christmas present.
I feel the same way.
Wait.
The producer, well, you know, this is another track coming from my boy, Lang. It actually, you know, we had, I attempted to record it back in Atlanta, and I never did. I had so much on my plate with being married, and just life started to shift for me. So it was a great song, a great track that he has sent to me, and, you know, and I just pulled it up. I was going through my emails, and I was like, oh, I know I got all this music in here that different producers have sent to me, you know, but he's, of course, my favorite, you know, he's a friend of mine. So I pulled it out, and I was like, oh, but I was trying to attempt to record it when I was in Vegas, but overwhelmed with things with the choir, and just a lot of stuff was going on, and, you know, we were doing a lot of stuff, too, there, you know, so I just never got an opportunity to record, but I pulled it out. And I said, oh, this is right now. This is where I'm at. This is fast. It's easy. You know, it's not that slow ballad thing. It's something that gets you ready to get your day going. Like, I'm getting ready to go work out, you know.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, you'll love it. I know you will.
Oh, yes, I know I will. And I just want to ask you about your music. You know, you can interpret your songs. You have a way of having your songs that can be interpreted in many ways, as you said, in a loving way, in a loving relationship. It can be towards even looking at Jesus Christ, or you can talk about just heading your day. Sometimes was that intentional from the beginning, or did it just happen?
I think it just happened. You know, I want to set out. I want to be different. I've been compared to Mary J. I've been compared to quite a few artists out there over the years, you know, and I want to be Tommy Bell. I didn't want to come to Vegas and have to do any impersonation. Somebody should impersonate me, because I'm already, to myself, I consider myself an established artist. I've been on national TV. I've backed up some of the most, you know, like Barry Manilow, some major artists, you know. I've just been on some
Michael
stages,
McDonald.
You know. Yeah. Oh, Mike, man, Mike is so cool. Yeah, so I've done work, you know, on a scale where I feel like I definitely, you know, somebody in the business. So, you know, I have to find who I am and what my sound is. And I have this dragon kind of voice, this kind of sultry, sexy a little bit. I could probably do great jazz if I really dug into it. But for the most part, I just like inspirational music, more of a ballad kind of sound. But when I interpret the music, I don't know, I just go into it, you know. I start thinking about what I'm saying, and, you know, and then I like, wow, somebody, it's a certain kind of way you can sing it to make a person think of it. And like when I said I'm living my life, that part, you know, nothing can come between us, but that whole change, and I commend Lou on that, because the way he changed that, I just went with it, and I said all I could say was just, I'm living my life. I'm living my, and that's all I heard in my, you know, in my mind, in my heart. And I was in that place right then. And you see, I'm still fighting. Now. I never saw that, but now, you know, but that's part of finding yourself. And so my songs have these changes that make you think, like make you want to cry, make you want to get on your knees and pray, or you don't know what, whatever, you might want to go hug somebody. It's inspirational. So it touches people in here. But I just I like that he knows how to create a sound, or he has a sound that just works with, just brings out that, you know, that light. I don't know, man. We're caught in crossfires. Look, there's stuff out here, and we need to be doing more, you know, and our music needs to be touching people, not turning people away. We're a very sick world right now with illness and war, and, you know, and a lot of stuff going on, and I want to be a part of the solution and not the problem. I think that makes me a true G, you know. And in God's eyes, he just smiles on me, and that's why you can look up and say, dang, Tommy's doing that again, and he's just making all these great things happen. But that comes from, you know, being on his team. You know, I'm on the front line, and I know he's on the main line. So what's working for me is being on his team and just saying, hey, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to make music that touches people. You know, people that don't like me or don't love me, and I just go through that with family, not just family, but with people, period. I just love from a distance, man. Just stay away from me, and, hey, you know, be all right. I'll pray for you and you pray for me. But I don't have time to be concerned with problems of other people. All I can do is write music and try to inspire people, try to live a life that makes people feel like, wow, it's possible. You don't have to be me, but you can be you, but create around that, you know, because, you know, I have my flaws just like anybody else. I go through pain too, you know. So it's just what you do with the pain. Take it in and give it to somebody. Give a testimony or something, you know.
That's beautiful. That is some beautiful words of advice, too. In the midst of pain, give a testimony. Be a motivator. Yeah. That's beautiful. Tommy Bell right here on LION. I want to try something out with you, Tommy. I've been holding it back. I said I was going to say this the next time I talk to her, and I'm just going to put it out there and see if she likes it. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to tell you and kind of describe what came to my heart maybe a few weeks after our first interview. It came into my heart, and it's describing your music. Now, when I get down and I eat, and I love to eat.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I like to eat me some comfort food. It just, sometimes it makes me feel so good. And I'm like, that just tastes
good. I dig that.
Right. So now I listen to your music, and I say, oh, my goodness, this is comfort soul. You know, it comforts my soul. When I listen to your music, it's like eating that good old comfort food, so it kind of wraps up.
Wonderful.
You know what I mean? And so
yes,
I call your music comfort soul because it comforts the soul.
Well, you know, I might
sounds
have
good.
To write a song with that. Don't come back and try to sue me because you just put that word. And I might make a song with that title, and then you come back talking about, oh, when Tommy was on the show, I got food. I ain't got nothing. Kate, I ain't got nothing to give. But bless you, brother. Bless you. You made my spirit feel comfort zone. You know what I mean? You made me feel that. So I appreciate what you just said to me. And I know what you're saying, man. I sit back and listen to my jams. I might have a glass of wine. Hey. And sit back and just be like, dang, I did good, you know, but I want to do more, you know, and greater, and all still in his name, you know, still in the name of inspiring people to be great. Not saying I'm the greatest, but I do try, you know, and you know what I mean. You know, just trying
to put
good stuff out there, man. Stuff, the music that, like 3 years later, these songs finding myself are still on internet radio. And, you know, I even had it on Spotify for a little bit, too, but still being played, you know, by, you know, DJs like yourself and some of the other ones have played it, you know, even overseas some of my songs were being played. I actually made it to a chart. It wasn't the UK Soul chart, but it was an indie chart over there. I was sending it number 9 for like 13 weeks. These guys call me with this accent, this, you know, this England accent, and I met them. Laundromat at the time I was had a roommate and I was early on in my early days in Atlanta, of course, and so I was at the laundromat and they called me and wanted to talk to me about my music, and I didn't even know it was on the charts. Like, you know, we were trying to put together a tour with two other women and it just never worked. Maybe God had something else for me, but it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Promotional stuff didn't go right, and so, but you know, just to know that my music was over in another country being played on the charts was just enough for me to be so grateful, you know. And so I want to do that again. I want it to be bigger and better. I think I could push myself to do more. You know, we will leave ourselves midway, but we'll psych ourselves into that when there's another level. There's always a greater level that you can challenge yourself to be at, you know, and I'm going to challenge myself this time to be that. I'm in Vegas, you know, so hey, you know what all pops off. So I definitely you'll see me around. You'll see me posting some stuff. You know how I do. I go hard. Everybody that knows me knows when I'm out there, I go hard. I'm a very hardworking artist. And, you know, doors open, hey. So we'll see. But thank you, man. You're a wonderful guy. You really are.
Yeah, you know, it's just this is rare because I never thought when I started this thing, I never thought that I would develop such a, you know, just a spiritual connection with an artist, and you know, just finding a music and listening to a music that actually helped me make it through the day. Help me make it through the hour. Help when I'm not feeling my best, or when I'm going through this, and all of a sudden I'm listening to music, and it just lifts me up. You know, finding I tell you, and then to talk to the same artist, and just be so cool and just so powerful as your music. I mean, your motivation is just as powerful as your music, and it's just I never thought that I would do that. I'm thankful to God that He led me to this route, you know?
If you could see God through my eyes and all that He has delivered me from in my life, just situations, and, you know, when you've been through, because I don't look like what I've been through. Like, I don't have a problem with saying that, you know, I've had some ups and downs of my own. We all have our own cross to bear, and we've all have some sort of story, whether it's health, it could be family situations, it could be relationships, being able to be delivered from, you know, circumstantial stuff, you know. I just have seen his work, and I'm just like, wow, look what you did again. You know, every time I look up, he's, you know, when the door shut on me at the school and I was going to give up, you know, I'm in my early part of my 40s. Don't tell nobody. Well, I just told a whole bunch of people.
Come on now.
I'm just saying. Come on now. Sister Grubby looking like she might be like 27 now. So come on now. Give me. But you know what I mean. Like, you know, I just so much, man. Got caught up in what I just said. I didn't want to get my age and my hood out there. Now I'm lost train of thought of everything. I wouldn't give that out. But hey, I am. I'm in my 40s, right, y'all. Anybody didn't know, I am in my 40s.
And I'm not saying it to be saying it, Tommy. I'm not saying it to be saying this.
No, you did
but
that on purpose. You could have got me going.
I could have swore you was 27. Honestly,
you promise? Don't be telling me that because you think I'm cute or something. Don't, you know. Tell me the truth now.
I am 1,000,000,000% honest. Scout honest.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, that's that metamorphosis, man. It's, I feel like, once again, that's something God is showing me. Again, he's giving me my youth back. I'm like, Lord, I just feel like a whole weight has been lifted off me. Every time I move, I feel better. It just, I can't explain it. The music and then just, you know, the situations, as I was going to tell you about school and how the doors would just shut on me. I came to school one day and the school was being shut down. They had taken quite a bit of and they were taking it from me. And I, you know, and then there was some other false paperwork that was given to me. And so I had to go back to school all over again to try to work towards a diploma because they didn't give me a credit. So it was just a bunch of mess. And I cried some days. I was almost done then, you know, and I had to start all, well, not start all over, but I had to try to find a school that I could go to work on my diploma and then go back into hair school. But anything worth having is worth a fight, and I must really want this to have taken myself through all of that, going back to school. But when, like I said, when he gives greater, and I never walked across the stage. I just did not complete school with the rest of my friends like I should have. You know, and so I got an opportunity 41 years later to do this, and it was just, I can't explain to you. You know what? I can explain it to you. Being on that stage, Michael, was the greatest stage I've ever been on, and walking across that stage with my cap and gown on. I've been on many stages. Like I said, I've performed behind some of the greatest, but that stage was my greatest, telling you. When I tell you that I was lit up like a Christmas tree that nobody, that a person don't want to take down to keep, you know how to keep it up all season, every season. I was lit up like that, like seasonal lit up. Like, oh, my God, you know, and I just was like, Lord, look what you did again. Like, each time I look up, he's done something else. And so that's why I can't wait to, you know, get some of this stuff out of my heart. I have so much music going on inside. I just don't have enough to record with right now, but I have to pace myself. I'll have 4 or 5 tracks and be trying to write every last one of them. That's how I feel right now, but.
Right.
Well, that's because I'm such a hard worker, so I have to definitely take my time and, you know, build my business with hair. Of course, I have a lot of people here in Vegas that want, you know, me to do their hair, so I already have my little clientele already. I just have to move there, so I have to finish school first, so one thing at a time. Definitely going to finish school, and I guess that's, you know, go from there.
Absolutely, and I am so proud of you. I am so happy for you. You're just flying, continuing to fly high through adversities, through different stages of your life. And I hate to say that we're running out of show, but Tommy, I have to have you on again and again and again, because every time I have you on there, every time I listen to your show, I have a good time, and it's just ministered to my soul, and I'm so happy for you and your accomplishments. You are a very, very anointed and gifted and special woman. I thank God for you.
I love you, Michael. I appreciate everything you said. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive that, and I want you to know I'm throwing it right back at you, because You have been supporting me this whole time. The past 2-3 years have been going. And every time I look up, you're still playing these songs. I don't care if it's number 8. I don't care if it's number 12 on the charts. It, you just continually play little old me and my music. And I just, you know, I will, anytime I get ready to do any talking, any interview, anything on that level, I'll be, you know, looking to holler at you first because, you know, like I said, this is my first interview coming back out. I haven't even talked to anybody. I've just been all about school and, you know, doing what I need to do and focused on that. But first thing I said was, like, if I go to speak to anybody as far as interview-wise, it's definitely going to be my boy, Mike. Like it or not, but it's going to be Mike. You can love it, you can hate it. It's going to be Mike, and that's just it. You know, you, I love you just like you love me, and that's all I got to say about that.
Absolutely. I definitely love you, and I hope to talk very soon with you. And God bless you and continue success.
God bless you.
Thank you,
brother.
I
God
love
bless
you and your
too.
Beautiful family.
Oh, likewise, brother. Likewise, too.
The wonderful, the beautiful, the gifted, and the anointed Tommy Bell with her comfort soul. I love her so much, and I know you all do too as well. And we will always show love towards this great artist. Don't forget, I will have information for you guys if you need any information on how to follow her, how to go on her Twitter and stuff like that. I will have that information for you. I will tweet it out. I will do whatever I can. Yes, definitely, because she is one. You are one powerful, powerful artist. And as you said, you are an artist in your own right. And so
thank you, brother.
We just thank her and we love her. And I'm up and I'm out of here, guys. Don't forget, tomorrow night we will have a top 20 indie music countdown on smacktongue.com. You can keep on voting, guys. Yeah, I know y'all got some votes in for Tommy Bell. Keep the votes coming in for her, and she may land in the top 20 yet again. So, guys, keep those votes coming. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're voting, baby. They're voting. They're coming in. Bring it on. Continue to vote for Tommy Bell, and we will join us 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific on smacktongue.com, Smack Tongue Radio. Once again, we love you. Don't we love him, Tommy?
We love you. Yes, we do. Yes. Right on the money.
Oh, yes. We definitely love you. We thank you. We're going to close out with Dream, Long As You Know. And until next time, this is your boy, Michael Lane, hollering, screaming, crying, and yelling. Love and keep doing. United we stand, and may God bless you.